Hey, it's happy Thursday. How are you? You're listening to Antonia, and so now you know. I hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving. It was definitely something different that we have never seen before, right? It was very intimate. I know I was just with my kids and my husband, and I think for a lot of people, right? It was just different. We didn't have, well, you shouldn't have had the big family gatherings with multiple people coming from different towns and cities and parts of the country, right? The ask was that everybody just stayed really local and intimate. Some people did it and some people didn't, right? So it's and it's going to be the same thing for Christmas. So hopefully you were fortunate enough that you just had a really nice, grateful Thanksgiving. Or you're in the boat that you had a nice Thanksgiving, but sadly, someone is either sick right now, starting to feel sick, or has realized that they are now COVID positive. So I hope we take that and we rethink Christmas and New Year's, right? It is a week of celebration that we're all used to getting together and just being very family focused. But this year, again, it's going to be a little different. And as we get further into the winter, and I don't know where you are right now listening, but I know here on the Northeast, it was a lot of rain, right? The weather has been fluctuating, which means a lot of colds, a lot of flu, and a lot of symptoms that seem to be COVID related, or I shouldn't say COVID related, but are just similar to what you would think are COVID conditions. And it just makes it hard to figure it out. So I am saying from the bottom of my heart, for this last month of 2020, it has been a crappy year, second half of the year. But let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's keep doing the social distance. Let's wear those masks. Let's keep washing our hands and just taking precautions, right? I can't say, I thought I could say 100% that next year at this time, we would be out of COVID. We wouldn't have to be taking these precautions. But as we listen more to the news, and we're going to get into this a little bit more, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I don't know. I think maybe this year at this time we'll be coming out of this storm. But I still think we're going to be in it. I still think as we talk about this vaccine, listening to the different ways that some of these governors are going to be letting it out, figuring out where these big pharmaceutical companies are shipping it to, it might be a minute till it gets to us regular old folk. So we got to hang in there. We just really have to be mindful of our fellow man and just not only thinking about the safety and joy of our own family, but thinking about our neighbors, thinking about the folks that we interact with. So as I said, my Thanksgiving was very intimate. It was just my two kids and my husband. But I do a lot of, community outreach. So although we were tight together, I did know realize that I had been exposed to someone who became COVID positive outside of my family. And although we all got tested, I just felt for the sake of my kids who are like in the hybrid kind of learning for school. My husband is been working virtually from home. Since this all happened, that I needed to quarantine myself, right? And that's kind of what the mandate is for most folks. Like if you're exposed to someone or they do the contact tracing and you get the call, the ask is that you do 14 days of a quarantine just to make sure that you're good and you're not, you may be asymptomatic, meaning you don't know that you have it, so you're giving it to other people. So I did have to make that call and leave my family right after Thanksgiving. And luckily fortunate for me, and this is the sad reality, a lot of people can't do this, right? I am in the luxury of a friend who had a space that I could kind of hang out in, but a lot of people don't have that. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a position where you're in an apartment or you're in a place where you can't just go to a separate room and quarantine, you got to figure out ways. How do you keep your family safe while you're here and they're there? So I do pray for that, and I feel I am ridiculously blessed, and I'm very, very grateful that I am again alone by myself, but still I'm able to stay safe. So that is my prayer for you guys for this last month of December, and that's what this show is all about, right? How do we get ready to bring in 2021 with a different perspective? What do we need to get our minds straight? And it's funny because I think about this, and it's the same show that I did several years ago in this month where I was talking about the Christmas season and the best gifts and toys and things like that to be getting for your family? Because I do love this time of year. I love the Advent season. I just absolutely love Christmas and just celebrating the different traditions and religions and just different ways that people celebrate the coming of the new year. So that's what I'm going to dedicate this show today and just talking about that. And though I am like in quarantine and it's me, myself, and I, and that's what I was named the show today. I have been doing some research and looking into different things that I wanted to share with you and talk to you about. But I did want to spend this moment and this time of just saying, I'm glad that you're alive and you're well and you're healthy. And if you're not healthy, I'm hoping that you're on your way to getting healthy. And if you have people in your family that perhaps are sick or in the hospital or just not in a good place, I'm thinking about you. Right? I am definitely thinking about my fellow man. Because if COVID has taught us anything, it is not only that our life is short, and now we see all of our lives are short, because it's not like you can look here and say, oh, there's someone with cancer, there's someone with a birth defect, there's someone with heart disease, there's someone with high blood pressure. We're all in this together. We are all exposed to a disease, and it right now does not have a cure. So I might think I'm perfectly great and wonderful, but get COVID and it's a different story. We're all in the same boat. And we see that, right? The president of the United States of America should be the healthiest, most protected individual in this country, and he got COVID. Right? A lot of people that we look at and we're like, whoa, they're probably in the best to get this. But they did. And it's as easy as getting your common cold. It's as easy as getting the flu. It's that simple. And we all have the same effects. So take it serious. Take it serious. Hold yourself accountable. And like I say every week, just keep doing what you're doing. Wear the mask. I'm not going to get into the people who feel that they don't need to wear a mask, because that's just a whole nother conversation. And that's just being stupid. And I say that because you remember Trafina Wade was on the call last week, and she has a whole mantra. She has a whole like merchandising line of fear is stupid, right? And she just calls it right out. That is just stupid. And her whole thing is like, when we fear things, it's just stupid. Why are you doing that? Like, just go for it. Out of being fearful is where we get most of our strength. So I just say, be fearful of this. Be fearful of COVID. Do not be stupid, right? Just get out there and do what you got to do to stay healthy. So I was really, you know, when we were talking to her last week and we were talking about all the things that she has gone through, and now she's a life coach and her journey, I've been spending a lot of time here by myself where I'm not dealing with, you know, my teenage kids. I'm not dealing with my husband. I'm not trying to figure out the house. I'm not thinking about the dogs. Just really being centered and thinking about what I want in life. I think the beauty of this season is we can always put in perspective of not only having the New Year's goals, right? Everybody's first thing is, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get healthy. But really putting it in perspective that here I dodged a bullet if I didn't get COVID, right? What am I doing with my life? Where we were just all shut down and had to just sit down and figure out, well, how do I function as a human being in my workplace? How do I show up to that? It made us think, like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? If you're spiritual, you're putting in the context of God, right? Am I doing what I was put on this earth to do? If you're thinking about it in the terms of, am I in my career where I want to be? Do I have the wealth or the material things that I have to feel that I'm successful? You're kind of putting that in perspective too. Like, what am I doing wrong? Or what do I need to be doing differently? But I think either way, COVID has taught us that we all need to be centered and just take the time to put things in perspective. Because where we thought the rat race and being in New York, like I'm close to New York City, right? Having the job on Park Street or all this and that meant nothing, because everybody was doing what they needed to do from right here on the kitchen table with a laptop, an iPad, or your phone, right? The CEO was sitting at the kitchen table just like the other person in that works for him, right? The playing field was kind of simple, right? There's no longer the big corner office it was the corner of your kitchen table. And it might be that for a while. And then we learned as far as school and education, took it for granted, right? When I look at all of whether you're on the teacher's side, if you're a parent, you realize that something about schools is a babysitting service. Parents had to wake up and realize your kid's not that much of an angel, not that bright as you thought he was. She really needs some help. Like, she really needs someone to sit there and go through it. Third grade is not easy. Parents very quickly realized that teachers work. They got their work cut out for them, and they are good. They know what they're doing. It is a talent to be a teacher. They are the reason why you can get up and go to work for 8 hours, 7 hours of the day and know that your kid is safe, is being taught, and is learning. Because if their butt was sitting in your house since March and they still can't get their timetable correct, or they can't sit down for 10 minutes to focus on their social studies, and you're at your wit's end, like, get them back to school. What's this hybrid nonsense? Open up the door. In the back of your mind, you should be realizing teachers are worth it. They are worth it, right? They understand our kids and they know how to educate children. Parents cannot do it alone. So I always get a kick of these communities that are like, open the door, let them back in, without thinking about, oh, why, there's COVID on the other end of that. You can let your kid back in, but don't be sad when your kid comes home and half the class has COVID. Because your kid might survive, but you might not. Grandma might not. Auntie might not. But that 10-year-old might. So it's some things that I kind of go through and I think about, but I just realize, I hope people understand how important our teachers are, and they are essential workers. They are the front line. And for all of those teachers that are showing up every day, and I, you know, I have a lot of clients that I represent whose children have special ed services. They have Down syndrome. They're autistic. They're nonverbal. These are our most vulnerable kids that are being taught by these teachers, and they have to do it through a camera, or they're in a building where you're trying to communicate with these children with a mask. So we're going to get ready to take our first break. But I just want to say I am very grateful for all the teachers, anybody that's in education, whether on your collegiate level, private school, public school, kindergarten. If you have any hands on any kids and teaching them, God bless you, because you are my essential worker, right? I am very grateful for what you do. And on behalf of all those parents complaining that they can't teach their kids, oh, well, do not take your teachers for granted. So we're going to get ready to take a quick break. You're listening to Antonia, so now you know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love, or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for the Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
It's Antonia. I know I was on my soapbox, and I know, you know, here at talkradio.nyc, you can listen to any of our shows from around the world, right? As long as you have access to the World Wide Web, you can listen to any of our shows, and there's great variety of the different topics that we talk about. So if you're not in the U.S. and you're listening to me on my soapbox, I'm sure there's some version of what I'm talking about in the country or community that you live in. As you know, the United States, we're just going through a season. We just came off of this election. It's still not over. We're still counting ballots. We're still alleging fraud. Our country is still divided. And we're still in COVID. So I'm not going to go back to my soapbox about COVID and what we need to do to keep ourselves safe about COVID. But I do just want to wrap up what we were just talking about with our teachers. Like, they are so undervalued. And I think, again, as we look through this season of self-reflection, of quarantining, shutting down and staying sheltered, you got to look at the big picture. Where would we be without our teachers? Where would we be without our nurses and our doctors and all those folks that are caring for not us, but our community, that are opening the hospital doors, that are looking after our loved ones, where we know when our loved ones get sick, we can't necessarily be there, right? Who are those people, those men and women that are sitting by our loved ones when we cannot be in that hospital room? So it's just a really good time to be mindful. And if you're one of those selfish people that just is always thinking about me, myself, and I hope this woke you up, that it isn't about just you, that we do rely on our teachers. We do rely on our healthcare workers. We do rely on our small business owners in our community who make it very easy to get things that we need to function every single day, right? It just puts a lot of it in perspective. So I just really want to say a shout out to all the educators out there, because this is a very time to be tested. And I appreciate all those that, you know, show up. And our kids aren't easy. Some of our kids are not easy. I think my kids are okay. They know how to behave. And so I run a tight ship when they're at home. They're still expected to get in front of that computer. One day my son thought it was cute to I knew he had to be in front of that camera at 9, and all of a sudden at 8:30, I'm like, well, wait, where is he? And when I call up there, he thought he was just going to plop in front of that chair, in front of that camera, and be like, okay, I'm ready for history. His day did not start off nice, let's put it that way, because I was like, are you serious? Like, go brush your teeth, go put something on. And he's like, why? But you're still going to show up. And those of you, I know we're in Zoom land, and most of us are just done with Zoom. For those of you who feel like my 15-year-old, you can just stroll out of bed, get in front of the camera, get ready for the staff meeting, and the pajamas are on, the hair's not combed, we can tell that your teeth aren't brushed. Stop it. Stop it. Show up like you would show up to your 9-to-5 downtown in the brick building on the 9th floor. Show up ready to show out. So many times, people are on Zoom and all of a sudden I'm looking at your bed. No, stop it. No one wants to see your bed. It could be the cutest headboard ever. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see, the sink. And I get it. You might not have space. You might live in a studio. I don't know. Sit yourself in a corner on the floor, put the laptop up, and you might have just shorts on, but I don't need to see that. I don't need to see it. And I know they always talk about the green screen. And I know Sam, who kind of manages us on our shows, we always go back and forth because I tried to do it. It does work. It takes work because some of these virtual backgrounds, they don't work as well as others, but it might be something worth looking into. It really might be, because sometimes I'm like, people, that's a little too intimate. I don't need to know all that about you. Zoom picks it up. Don't think that that camera just crops you and it's right here. It's taken it all. It's taken laundry. All of that's being captured. So show up the way you need to show up. You wouldn't show up at an interview like it, right? So show up for work. Show up for class. Be ready to represent. You have no excuse. You're in your house, right? So, and I know there's a lot of memes and things. If you go on the internet and you see people, you know, all the embarrassing moments that have happened on Zoom. So I guarantee the countdown for not this year, right? As we go in from 2021 to 2022, I cannot wait to see the countdown of the most hilarious Zoom calls, video capture. It's just going to be a field day. It's going to be a field day. Because people are, you know, getting used to it. People don't get it. I know my mother-in-law over Thanksgiving, you know, you did the Zoom call with your family. And she was like, oh, can you see me? And it's like, no, we see up your nose. Like, we hear you. But it's a great platform. It has been brought, it has brought people together. It has created a platform where voices perhaps weren't heard in the past are now heard now. So some parts of Zoom I actually really enjoy. I think it really is going to change the way that, one, we educate our kids, because our kids are either using Google Classroom or Zoom, and it's going to change the way we do business. I don't know what's going to happen with the real estate in Manhattan. I don't know if you need to be paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of rent on Park Avenue when you can be at your home doing the same meeting. I think a lot of these industries, they're going to think about that. Most of them will stay because it's New York and it's the, you know, the center of our economies and somewhat with Wall Street and so forth. But I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those businesses really rethink the amount of money that they're paying for the building. And sadly, there are so many businesses going out of business. So many. I mean, here in Connecticut, and even in our town, it's just really sad. I would say on an average, 3 a month are closing down. And first we saw overnight with the mom and pops, right? They saw the writing on the wall that they were not going to be able to have a, you know, $10,000 deficit per month because of the shutdown. So those were really the first to shut it down very quickly. And then eventually you saw, you know, Cheesecake Factory. You saw all of these places, Lord & Taylor, all these big chains, all these big places that have been in existence for such a long time, gone. Gone. And I don't think they're going to open back up. I don't think they're going to open back up. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we rebuild our economy and rebuild our communities. Because again, you drive around and everything's for lease. All the windows are wide open. So you know who's laughing to the bank about this? Amazon, right? They are tickled pink. Amazon, all these big online realtors are just happy-go-lucky because you know what? They've kept it moving. They've kept it moving. And they've been moving us, right? Easiest way to get stuff, just shipped to your house, left on your front door, leave it out there for a half hour, let the COVID melt off, wash it down or do what you got to do. But Amazon's coming out of this like a champ, but at the cost of so much, so much. So as we get into the holiday season and we think about, and you know, we had talked about this, I don't know if you remember a year ago, of being grateful and mindful. And it's not about spending the big bucks. And this Christmas, this holiday season, I don't see a lot of us spending the big bucks because we don't have the big bucks, right? We're almost in a recession here and we have to save our pennies. So if you're that type of person that doesn't stay within your budget and is like, oh my gosh, I love her so much, let me just go buy her that crazy purse that I can't. No, don't do it, because you don't know what January is going to bring in this COVID season. And first of all, you might be unemployed. Knock on wood that you're not. But your own financial circumstances might change. So if there's ever a time that you can give somebody a rain check and say, you know what, catch you at your birthday, catch you for the July 4th, perhaps I'll see you next Halloween, this is the moment to do it, because you cannot afford that risk, because, you know, homegirl will be sporting that bag in her house because she ain't going anywhere with it, but you're going to be broke. You're going to be out several hundred dollars that you could have used to go through that cable, that internet, something that you actually really, really need, right? That car payment. So if you're out there and you're listening to me, please be financially responsible during this time, right? Two big things. You need to be financially responsible, have your stuff in order, and make sure you are saving as best you can, and that you are getting rid of the fat, getting rid of the things that you don't need, because we don't know what 3 months from now is going to be. 3 months from now, if you're not an essential worker, if you're not on the front lines, you're not getting that vaccine, you're probably not going to see it till the spring. So you got a lot of time that you have to wear that mask, social distance, keep yourself healthy, and pray to God you don't lose your job and you have an income coming in. So don't give up now. Let's not have the COVID fatigue. Use your brain. This is not the time to go crazy with the holiday gifts. This season, it needs to come from the heart. I don't know. Make some macaroni little gifts that the kids make. Make a jewelry box. Paint it. I don't know. Knit something. This season, everything needs to come from the heart. I'm laughing. You're laughing at me. But it's absolutely the truth. Write a poem. Make a TikTok. I don't know. But we have to be financially responsible. And if you don't have a will, make a will. You never know what's going to happen. Tomorrow is not promised. And as we're seeing, a lot of people are passing away from this. And even if it's not, you know, those underlining things that people have had that they've been managing, whether it was lupus, it was high blood pressure, it was all those things, all of a sudden COVID has made it much more difficult. So we need to have that will and those directives in place, because when you're in that hospital and your loved ones can't get to you because of COVID, you need to have things in order to make your steps. You need to have things in order. You do not want somebody in that hospital going, I wonder, what would they do? No. You need to have people that you trust when things are down and you can't communicate and you need somebody to advocate for you. Have your stuff together. Get that done. It is very easy. Google it. Figure out your state. Google Connecticut, medical directive, Connecticut, how to make a quick will. Do it. And then let somebody know. Mom, if you come to my mom, dad, let people know so that they can help you when you can't help yourself. I can't even stress that more enough. And that's coming from as an attorney, as a mom of two kids who struggled and for a while didn't even have one. You got to do it. This is the season. So if you want a gift for somebody for this holiday season, write them a will. Give them $50 to write a will. Tell them that you'll take care of their kids if they need a guardian. Tell them you'll be the power of attorney if push comes to shove. Ask somebody what they want to happen. If they're ever in this situation, what do you want done? All right. We're going to get ready to take our next break. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer today. I'm trying to uplift us and get us in a good headspace. And the rest of the show, we are going to just talk about those next steps and what we need to do to get ready for this new year. So you're listening to Antonia on So Now You Know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So as we got ready to left, I was letting you guys all know I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm just trying to be very, very realistic about the important things that we need to be thinking about at the end of 2020, right? Being safe, being mindful of the COVID season that we're in, and then getting our house in order, right? Making sure that our kids are protected and they're in the best space that they can be to learn as much as they're going to be able to learn this year. Are they going to learn as much as they would have any other year if they were in the building? No, let's not kid ourselves. They're not, but we're going to hope and pray that they learn enough to get them to the next step. So we just have to be as supportive as we can about them, right? So love on our kids. And then we're just making sure that we are being fiscally responsible, right? Getting our house in order. We're keeping ourselves within our budget during this holiday season. We're making sure if we haven't written a will or have a medical directive, we're doing it for just in case. Cause you know what? Tomorrow's not guaranteed. And like I said, COVID does not discriminate. It doesn't discriminate. So let's talk about COVID a little more. Like as we learn, I'm sure you guys see this on the TV every day. There is all this talk about a vaccine that's around the corner. So that's the good news. And we know that it's legit because we know it's getting ready to be shipped. We know that our high-ranking politicians are talking about when it comes to certain states, who it's going to go to, and so forth. And to be honest, through this quarantine that I've been doing, I've gotten the COVID test 3 times, right? So I've done it a number of ways. There was the saliva swab that you do on each side of your cheek. The last two was the nasal one. One of them was that really deep nasal one that scared you when you saw the picture. But I guess now the tests have become more sensitive, so they don't have to go all the way to your brain. They kind of just like do the inside of your nose. And a lot more places are doing the testing. So, you know, your everyday park that you play tennis in, you can now go there and there's a testing place. You can go to a lot of the clinics that are out throughout your town. You can go to some of the hospitals are doing it, but you still need to have sometimes a prescription. And that makes sense because now as the numbers are going up and the hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID patients, they're not trying to bring COVID to COVID. So you may see some of your local hospitals cutting back on doing the testing or doing them on different parts of the hospital campus. But we are seeing, at least in my area in Connecticut, that there are a lot of places now doing the testing. Like you can go to CVS, you can go right through the drive-through of Walgreens and get yourself a test. And the last one that I got just before I came into quarantine, I didn't even have to do an insurance card, but you don't pay for it, right? The only reason why some people are getting a hospital, a medical bill, it's not because of the test. The federal government is covering COVID tests. You're not paying for a COVID test. Even if you don't have insurance, all you need is your social security number. And whoever's giving you the test is billing the government with your social security number. If you're undocumented, you don't even need anything. And so most places now, you don't even need anything. You literally, on my last test, I showed up, filled out my contact information. They had a QVR code, gave them, they texted me the results. Literally texted. It like showed up like, oh, you do not have COVID. It's gotten that easy. It's gotten that simple in certain parts of the country. I'm sure in East Bumbala somewhere, they're making it harder for you to get that test. But for the most part, the test is now very easy to get, and it's highly encouraged that you do so that we can manage the uptick of these numbers of COVID in different situations. So that's one thing. So a lot of people are skeptical about this vaccine. Like, what does it mean? Like, do I trust it? How is it that we have all these other diseases and you guys can't come up with a cure, but here comes COVID and boom, within a certain amount of time, within a year, 6 months, you've got a vaccine. I wonder about that too. So I've been doing some research and I found some really interesting things about that. And the place that we want to know, where we want to find this information, is we want to look at the doctors. Are the doctors buying this? Are the MDs really behind all these big pharmaceutical companies and thinking like it's legit? So that's where I started to look, and I started to ask some of my physician friends about what they thought. Would they, you know, would they get in line and take the vaccine? Because a lot of us are scared, and rightfully so. Culturally, there are groups of people in the United States that are like, you're not doing that on me. Y'all did experience on us before. We ain't trying to hear that again. So I get that resistance. But again, we do it every year for the flu, chickenpox. Most vaccines that are out there are knocking diseases out. So those things have evolved. I feel like COVID is going to be like the flu. Every year, the flu changes, right? We get different strains of the flu. People still die from the flu, but the majority of people are getting that flu shot. And that's what it's going to be. Like, we're going to have a cocktail. You're going to be like, okay, let me get my flu shot and my COVID shot. It's going to be common practice. It's going to be common practice. So a lot of the research that I was reading online and talking to people were like, listen, yes, this was a very quick vaccine that came about, but the data is there. Like, these pharmaceutical companies couldn't wake up one day, although they have in the past, and we've seen lawsuits, right? We see all the thing with like the addiction to painkillers and so forth, right? This was a little different because they had to do the trials. They had to, for the FDA, they had to show the data of the 10 people that they tested, right? So there was a lot of scientific data that everybody was looking at and everybody was scrutinizing. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm reading, right? So that this isn't a cure. And that's one interesting thing, because I'm like, as I'm reading this and I'm just like, oh, okay, the vaccine, but people are like, understand that this is a vaccine. It's not curing this. You're still getting COVID. Your symptoms might subside or they might not be there. But at the end of the day, this isn't wiping it out. And we could say the same thing for the flu. Like, when you get the flu shot and everyone complains, oh my gosh, you're giving me the flu shot. You're giving me the flu. And people say, oh, I got the flu shot and then I got the flu. Did you? Might be the same thing with COVID, although I don't know, because we have to look at the research a little bit. But for the most part, physicians are saying that this was really vetted out, but don't be banking that it's 100% vaccine, like it's going away, because it might not. It might mitigate some of your symptoms, make you recover a little easier, make it easy for our medical folks to manage it. But it's not going to wipe it out. So I really thought it was interesting to follow some of these blogs of MDs that, you know, like the five best things that doctors are saying about this. And then there's always like, well, who's going to get it? What's going to be the pecking order? And I think most of you are, you're either, you know, in my lifetime, I've never had this. So I don't know what to put it in context. I wasn't, I don't know, I was maybe a kid when chickenpox and all those other vaccinations came out. So I didn't know what they did during those times. Historically, we can go back and read the history, like what happened when the flu, the influenza, I mean, killed so many people. How did they figure out who was going to get it? But we know that that's evolved. So we're going through this alive, like alive, meaning live in real time, right? So happy that the vaccine's coming, but do your research. Don't be one of those people that's just walking around talking about, oh, I'm not going to do it. Let me get 10 million people to do it first and I'll see what the side. Mm-mm. Don't be that person. Like, get the correct data. Look at Mr. Fauci. I always say his name wrong, right? See what he's saying. Go online. Look at the FDA. Go see what they're talking about. Some of this stuff should be published as far as who they tested, how they tested people, what were the age groups. And another thing that was really interesting to me that came to me was, that I heard was that not necessarily for young kids. It might be an adult thing. Or they, you know, it may be two doses for an adult, and then there might be doses for younger kids, but young kids, not necessarily so. They're still working that out. So I started to think to myself, well, what about those people that are like, oh, I'm not giving my kid the chicken pox vaccine, like those non-vaccine people. What is that going to mean for them? So yeah, as I was reading this, you know, they were saying you can't assume that every microorganism is going to give immediate lifelong immunity. So big doctor terms for them to say, it's not wiping it out. It's not a guarantee that you get this thing and you're good to go. You could drop your mask, forget your gloves, and, you know, go party with 100 people. No, it's still going to take us some time to get this together. And I will say, I was kind of like, well, if I'm Joe Blow and I've got to wait till the spring to get my vaccine, there's a lot of people that are going to go before me to see what the side effects of this thing are going to be. I mean, the sad thing at the end, I don't know if it's sad. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how you feel about it. But at the end of the day, someone is getting filthy rich. Someone is getting paid. These pharmaceutical companies are making so much money to come up with this vaccine. And so far, I think when I looked at the diversity of these companies, we're thinking about maybe three big companies that are here in the States that have the market and that are looking for the FDA special approval to get this testing. I can't even think about how much money these people are making. But we got to do it, right? We got to do it. Way too many people have died from this. So start thinking about it. Start thinking about how you're going to react when this becomes available. Think about what you need to know to feel comfortable to get vaccinated. And to me, I look at it as, you know what? Had the flu, I get the flu. The kids, they got their chicken pox, you know, all the vaccines that you'd normally get, you might be hesitant for this one, but if it's going to save your life, you got to take it a little serious. So we're going to get ready to take our last break. You're listening to Antonia on So Now You Know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So we're back. You're listening to Antonia, and so now you know. So yes, I was on my soapbox for the last 45 minutes, but I just think it's so important, and I just want to drive that home, because I feel like I was close to someone who got COVID, who all in had the symptoms. You know, knock on wood, didn't have to go to the hospital, but was definitely and is still out, just like knocked off his feet. Perfectly, you know, healthy guy. No rhyme or reason to how he got it. No rhyme or reason as to the contract tracing. Those of us who didn't get it, no rhyme or reason. But you know what? He's laid up. He's quarantined from his family. He's on those meds. He's being monitored. So you gotta take your precautions. So the way I want to end the show today is talk about those holiday gifts. It is a time of giving. We are in the Advent season. We are in the season of being grateful and blessed, figuring out what is our purpose. Why are we here? We are getting ready for those of you who are Christian of the birth of Christ. So we are very mindful of our spiritual focus for this month. So just some ideas and suggestions of things that are meaningful gifts for the holidays that are not going to break the bank, because again, I want you to be fiscally responsible. So the go-to things that I think are fantastic are anything that's electronically sent. So let's think about Uber Eats. Let's think about gift cards. Let's think about the ways that people have been ordering in. Let's think about the way that people are now getting their groceries and the everyday things that they need. Gift cards are huge this year because that is how we are going to manage this winter season. We don't know if it's going to be snowstorms. We don't know what we're in for this winter. So to make someone's life a lot easier, get them gift cards, whether it's to Target, Amazon, local restaurants, you know, support your local restaurants and favorite places that people like to go, right? Because a lot of them might not be doing in person, but they hopefully will be able to deliver. Make sure you call ahead. I knock on wood. You don't want to ask them, are you going to be in business in three months? But you definitely want to make sure maybe Uber Eats or places like that, where you'll always have a list of places that are open and are delivering, is the better way to go. So definitely look at those gift certificates for people to be able to use and manage for everyday things that they're going to need. Other things that you may want to think about are stuff that entertain people. So maybe you have a friend that if they had a Netflix subscription or they're Hulu, any of those things where you think people either are struggling or don't have those type of accounts, maybe you want to give them 3 months subscription if you can afford it. That's another great idea, especially for our like mom, dad, older folks that necessarily don't know about Netflix, don't know about how they can get that entertainment. Maybe they love to read, you're looking at a Kindle, stuff like that. Help them out. You know it's easy. You know how to set up that laptop, that iPad. Get them the subscription because they're not going to do it. They're going to be like, I'm not spending that money. I don't understand how it works. I'm not going to be able to get my money back because how many books am I going to read? But you know better, right? You know that this is really going to help this person get through this winter season where they're probably going to be cooped up inside, not being able to get out and not being able to see other people. So help people out with that. That is a great, wonderful, easy gift to get them. The other thing is masks. There's so many different ways that you can buy all types of cute masks, some with filters, some without filters. colors, some of the different ways that people tie them. There's nothing nicer than that, because at the end of the day, we're sick of wearing the disposable ones and you need to wash them. So you need to have more than one. Winter season, you know what I love about wearing my mask? It keeps me warm. I wear that thing all the time and people are like, your whole face is covered. Good. One, I'm not going to get COVID. And two, it just feels really good and warm. So definitely think of this as like the scarf you would have bought somebody or the hat. Accessorize. Get a really nice mask that's easy for people to use. And again, if you're thinking about older aunts, older people, they need extra PPE. So definitely get them the type of mask that has some type of spot that they can put a filter in, whether that's a napkin, a coffee filter, or you have enough money to buy them the little inserts, the N5 inserts that go in it, they will be so appreciative. Because one, they don't know how they can access that stuff. Two, it's expensive for them if they're older. And they will appreciate that you thought about them in such an impactful way. Go get them those gifts, right? So another good thing, we're not wearing makeup. We're really not doing much except wearing that mask. So this year, really good gifts are just the stocking stuffers. Get people little Vaselines. Get them hand sanitizers with a nice lotion that moisturizes their hands. Those are going to be really key during this winter season of COVID. The other good gift that might be inexpensive, especially with Black Friday and all that stuff, is really inexpensive headphones. The type of headphones that you can put in that have a little mic outside of the mask. Cannot stand when people have a mask on and they take it off to talk to you. Stop doing that, because not only are you taking it off to talk, but you're talking and you're spitting at me as you speak. Your COVID is coming at me. So if you have it, they're very inexpensive, nice little headphones that people can put in. They can put the little speaker part right outside of their mask and you can hear them perfectly fine. Okay, so think outside of the box. There are plenty of things that you can give people during COVID season that you might not have thought about before, but now you know it's really important to get to people. Hand sanitizer being the number one thing. And what's a thoughtful gift? Make it yourself if you can. Make it yourself. Get the ingredients. It's, you know, aloe vera, I think. I don't know. Google it. It's on YouTube. Figure that out. But again, electronic gifts that people can actually use every day is really going to be key for people in this winter season, because I have a feeling we're not going to be going anywhere. We are going to be shut down for the most part. So let's try to help other folks. If you live in a community where you're near family, especially older family, if they have a fireplace, get a cord of wood. Get wood, put it outside for them to burn the fire. Things like that, that are just going to make someone's life a little easier every day. Those are the type of gifts that we want to focus on this year, because those are going to be the meaningful gifts, right? It's not going to be, like I said before, the purse, the things that they're not going to be able to use because they're not going anywhere, right? Who cares you're giving me a new outfit? I'm not wearing it. I don't need to go spend the money on the jeans. You're not going anywhere. Get a pair of sweats. I'm being dead serious. So I hope you, again, stay healthy, stay physically healthy, mentally healthy, and financially healthy. Really be mindful of the gifts that you're thinking about getting people this season, and just make it something that is impactful. And sometimes maybe that means you donate to a nonprofit that someone in your family really cares about. Maybe you get everyone together on a Zoom call and you guys make a meal together. One great thing that I love, and I've done this a number of times, is in your local communities, you've seen those painting parties, right? Where you go with your friends, and if you're old enough to drink, you're drinking wine and you're painting a picture with an artist who's showing you step by step. They have packed that up and made it to go home. So a lot of times they will take the canvas, they will get the paint, and they will send it to people. Or if you're all local, somebody goes and picks up all the stuff and then just drops it off to everyone's house. And then you all get on the call Friday night or Saturday, they play music in the back, and you virtually paint a picture. So look at those virtual opportunities. I've seen cocktail nights. I've seen them selling that to folks to get together. Everyone just get the different mixtures, and then you sit there and you learn how to make a new drink. You have to think outside the box. And although, again, we are so zoomed out, but make Zoom your friend and make it entertaining, right? Make it entertaining. And the last thing I want to leave you with is the old true blue, write a letter, write a poem, send a card, reach out to someone that you haven't spoken to in a long time and just let them know that you're thinking about them, that you are praying, and you are sending them well wishes for this holiday season, because that is what we can do. It's the best we can do. We cannot travel. We cannot be in certain spaces with our family, family members, because we want to keep them safe, especially if they have underlying health conditions or that they're elderly. But we do need to let them know that we love them and that we support them and we haven't forgot them. So even if it is coming together and making holiday cards that you're donating to the local nursery, nursing home, we know that COVID is hitting our nursing homes so hard. You may want to come together and create something for that nursing home. Now, I'm not going to say big stuff or show up because you can't because of all the COVID restrictions, but you definitely can volunteer to do a Zoom sing-along or a Zoom read some books, audio books to those that can sit and listen, right? Give back to your community, give back to your people is also an awesome, awesome, awesome gift for this COVID season. So I'm excited to talk to you in my quarantine. I'm knocking on wood that I am healthy and I'm still here to meet with you guys. I hope you have another healthy week. God bless. And I hope that I can see you next week, 5 o'clock. And so now you know. And again, wear the mask, wash your hands, social distancing. And have a great week. And I will talk to you soon. It's Antonia on So Now You Know. Be sure to check out the rest of our shows at Talk Radio NYC.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners looking to boost your business, why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.